Thank you, Adam, for all of your work putting this on YU Torah. Okay. So, first thing we need to do for Kotzer is be Magdir the Malacha. So, in theory, one could have imagined being Magdir the Malacha in two different ways. Number one is Oker Davar Min HaKarka. That's sort of what I would have assumed the Malacha is Ketzira, is you detach something growing from the ground from the ground. An alternative explanation, though, is Oker Davar Min Gidulo, severing it from its Makom Gidul. Now, the fact that you're Potter for Atzitz She'en O Nakov sort of sounds like it's the first option. It's separating something from the ground. And that's why Atzitz She'en O Nakov is okay. Because even though you're being Oker Davar Min Gidulo, when I do Ktsira on Atzitz She'en O Nakov, but I haven't been separated anything from the ground because this wasn't attached to the ground in the first place. That's probably what you would think until you get to the Gemara. The Gemara Kuf Zayin Amud Beis Kuf Ches Amud Aleph asks this question, and in fact, that's the discussion. Amar Abaye, Haiman de Talish Pitra Me'ona de Chatzva. So you cut, you do Tlisha on mushrooms or some type of asep that's growing, Be'ozen Akli, Machlok is what it means. Mechayiv Mishum Oker Davar Min Gidulo. That's Abaye. Masar Roshia, Tolish Matzitz Nakov. Chayiv Sheino Nakov Potter. So why is Sheino Nakov Potter? Presumably because it's not really attached to the ground. It's not growing from the ground. Here too, these mushrooms aren't really growing from the ground. So the Gemara answers, Hasam Lav Hainu Revise, Hacha Hainu Revise. So it sounds like we're saying that when it's Lav Revise, like Atz Sheino Nakov, it's pretty weird to grow things in an Atz Sheino Nakov, so then you're Potter. Yes! It's Oker Davar Min Gidulo, but still you're Potter because it's Lav Hainu Revise. But if you have a case of something that's not really connected to the ground, but that's the normal way to do things, like the mushrooms, so then it's Chayev because of Oker Davar Min Gidulo. So the Gemara at least seems to conclude, at least Abaye, we seem to accept Abaye, that the definition of the Malacha is Oker Davar Min Gidulo. Now, once you define the Malacha as Oker Davar Min Gidulo, you could even imagine saying that it could apply to something that isn't even a plant. For example, maybe going fishing is Oker Davar Min Gidulo.
Why?
Because the Makom Gidul of the fish is the water, and when you take the fish out of water, you're being Oker Min Makom Gidulo.
No, but meaning...
No, it's not. You're not disconnecting it from the ground. It was never connected to the ground in the first place. But, no, you still might say it's Oker Davar Min Gidulo, but you need Gidulai Karka. Fish are definitely not Gidulai Karka. That's a different question, right? We have two questions. One is, how do you define the Malacha? And we seem to be saying the Malacha is defined as Oker Davar Min Gidulo. Once it's Oker Davar Min Gidulo, we have a further question. Do you need Gidulai Karka or not? The Yerushalmi, for example, that says that you're chayiv for kotzer when you go fishing, obviously holds that you don't need gidulei karka. If you define the malacha as we thought originally, that it means severing something from the ground, there'd be nothing to talk about. Obviously, you would not be chayiv for ketzira for fish. Once we define the malacha, though, as oker davar mi gidulo, then yesh lachkor. Do you need gidulei karka or not? The Yushalmi says you don't. Does the Bavli disagree with Yushalmi or not? That's a debate. Ramban thinks that the Bavli disagrees with Yushalmi, and even though the Malach is Oker Davar Min Gidulo, you still need Gidulei Karka. So mushrooms you could be chayiv for, but not fish. But, as we'll see, that's really a discussion in the Gemara by Hoshit Yadu Lumei Behema, and what the Gemara actually means is quite ambiguous. Probably the simplest way to read the Bavli also is that you don't need Gidulei Karka, because aborting the fetus sounds like is ketzira, though we'll have to see if that's what the Gemara actually means. Yes?
I mean, it's not necessarily mistaken to say that as much as possible.
It's possible. I didn't say it's mistaken. It's possible. It's now a question. Once you define the malachas, Oker Davar Min Gidulo, then you could consider, you could contemplate the question of whether or not you need Gidulei Karka. Good? Okay. So let's start with various Gemaras that seem to be addressing these questions. We'll start with Gemara Pei Aleph on the base. The Gemara there is talking about Atzitz Nakov and Eino Nakov. Now, we should point out what is an atzitz nakuf? So we all know an atzitz nakuf is a potted plant that has a hole in it, and the hole has to be a certain size. We paskin big enough for the root to go out. And we say that when you have an atzitz nakuf, when you have the hole in it, it's connected to the ground. It's even being sustained from the ground. And even if the hole's on the side, perhaps it's still somehow being sustained. Now, we should note, the Gemara in Gittin, and there's a debate in the Rishonim how to understand this, but there, according to many Rishonim, you have a possibility of a potted plant where there's no hole, but it still has the halachic status of having a hole. So some Rishonim say if it's made out of wood, it's porous, and therefore, even though it doesn't have a hole, it's like it has a hole. And some Rishonim say the opposite. If it's cheres is like karka itself, so if it doesn't have a hole, then it's like it has a hole. And some disagree with the whole concept. The Bir Halacha, as well as the Beis Yosef, discuss all opinions. So the Bir Halacha says about this machlokas in kamachom l'harich, so we're going to take his cue. But it is worth noting that when you have either a wood or cheres potted plant, even if there are no holes, it might halachically be considered a atzitz nakuf, according to some Rishonim. So anyhow, now what would that mean for plastic? By the way, we have many times we have plastic. So I saw the Shevet Alevi quote in Dershu Note 35 says, if scientists will tell you that mayim or lachos won't go through plastic, so then it would be treated like eino nakuf. In other words, this is a solvable problem. Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Gorelitz have a similar position, although they quoted some that are machmir. But assuming that you ask a scientist and the scientists say that there's no nourishment that can go through the plastic, now, I don't know what the scientist would say, but if you had some type of new material, then that would be correct. Defining lachos is very hard. Scientists might have a hard time solving this problem because they'll say, what's lachos? You know, condensation and the like. We talked about this a little bit last year when we did Yardei, so we don't have to go back to it, about how plastic is oftentimes very porous, even more porous than cheres in terms of blios. But anyway, at least in theory, you could have plastic which would be like eino nakuf. Anyhow, so the... So the Gemara says like this. Now we can start with the Gemara. Amar Baye, Parpisa, so that's an atzitz nakuf. Ha'wil v'asal yadin leima b'milsa. Ha'imunach agav gabi yiseid, karka, v'enich agav yiseidos. So I have atzitz nakuf, and I pick it up from the floor, and now I put it on stilts. So it's above the ground. Mechayev misham toleish. You're chayev. Why? Because originally it could be nana mireach karka. And now that it's on stilts, it can no longer be nana mireach karka, so you'll be oker, davar migidulam. Hayimuno chagabe yiseidos, veinil chagabe karka chai, misham notan, likewise the reverse. Good. So Rashi, though, there says, and Tosos says, well, that's clearly chai of midirabanan. How do I know that, Rashi says? Because the Gemara earlier said that under similar circumstances, if b'makom kovet abrios, you can be makel, if a person needs a something like this, you have some dirt, some grass growing on a rock, or something like that, and you need it to wipe yourself. So then you could be makel, even though you're in violation of iser muksa, iser drabanan, b'makom kovet abrios, it's mutter. But if it's iser deraisa, then it would be aser. So if it's mutter to pick this thing up for kovet abrios, clearly we're not talking about iser deraisa. Even though the Gemara uses lashon chayiv, Rashi says, chayiv, la dafka. Doesn't really mean chayiv. It means aser midrabanan. Why is it only aser midrabanan? Presumably because it continues to be onik. How? Through the air. Even when it's on the stilts, whatever reach hakarka means exactly, it can go through the air. And therefore, when you put this atzitz nakuf on stilts, you are chayiv, you are only aser midrabanan. When Rashi said before, you sever it from the karka, that means midrabanan, but midrais, it's not a complete separate, at least lamaskana. However, the Rambam, Kedarko Bakodesh, reads this Gemara literally. The Rambam tells us that when he says chayev In Hilchos Shabbos, he means Chayev, no lav dafkas, and generally speaking, that's where the Rambam reads the Gemara. So the Gemara here says Chayev. Chayev means Chayev. Okay, Tashma Deraisa. What about the Gemara earlier that said you could be Mechaneach Bo? So the Magen Mishnah points out, happens to be the Rambam didn't pass in that Gemara. Maybe he doesn't agree. And therefore, there's an Ixer Deraisa for taking this Atzitz Nakov and putting it on stilts. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes, and it's also based off of the Rambam, Shin Lamed Vav, Sifches, it's Aser to be Magbia in Atzitz She'eno Nakov. Let's say an Atzitz She'eno Nakov. Can I pick it up and put that on stilts or on my table or the like? So it's Aser. So the Bir Halacha wonders, why should this be? After all, it was already severed from the ground. Let's assume I solve any muksa issues, right? So there shouldn't be any Yisr Drabanan. This was already severed. The Yisr Drabanan is about Okedav Megidulo. Enonakov. So the Bir Halacha wonders, why should this be? So the Bir Halacha says, if you learn like the Rambam, it's Geshmak, because we'll just say where it goes there, Enonakov Atunakov. Since Nakov is an Yisr Drabanan, according to Rambam, so very simple, Eino Nakov, Atu Nakov. So that's the pshat that the Bir Halacha first wants to stay in the Shulchan Aruch. But then he says, and maybe that's the pshat in the Rambam, but he says that can't be the correct pshat really in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch said that is Mekel on picking up that clod for Kavod HaBrios. And we just said before that if you hold like the Rambam, it would be Aser Misham Kavod HaBrios and Isser Deraisa. So the fact that the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel Mamon Kavod HaBrios, then you must say that he holds like Rashi and Tosfos, and that there is no Isser Deraisa, even there's no Isser Deraisa for Atzitz Nakov. And then Hadra Kusha Laduchta, so why is Enu Nakov Aser? That would seem to be Xera Lexera. That's the Kasha of the Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha answers that, well, maybe the pshat is that we don't hold to the Rambam, but why are we machmir over here? It's because we're not really sure whether this is atzitz nakov or eino nakov. After all, what are we talking about? I said it's an atzitz eino nakov. What's it made out of wood? Well, maybe made out of wood, even if it has no holes, is still considered atzitz nakov, according to some Mishonim. And made out of chares? Well, maybe chares is also going to be a case of atzitz nakov, even if it doesn't have a hole in it. So that's the reason for the chumrah of the mechaber. Chumrah of the mechaber is, maybe this is really nakov, even though there's no holes in it. That's the way the Bir Halacha explains. He quotes the Gra, who says a similar thing. Now, if that's true, then l'chora, what should come out is a very important kula from this Mishnah Berura, which is, let's say I know for sure it's eino nakov. For example, if it turns out that plastic is eino nakov, that's what the scientists conclude, or metal, or every plant pot in my house. Why is a plant pot in my house? Okay. Let's say I have a cheres plant pot, right, with no holes in it. But you'll say, cheres, well, cheres might automatically have holes in it. But my cheres plant pot is on top of a wooden floor. And my wooden floor, so if it's both cheres and wood, l'kulei alma, it's going to be eino nakov, right? And so, therefore, so let's say I have on my table I decide that buying flowers for Shabbos is like a huge waste of money because they, 3 days after Shabbos and they're ready for the garbage. So I have a great chop. I'm going to buy a beautiful potted plant, an orchid, and I'll just put that on the table. That's a great strategy, except the problem is that, we've already discussed how we spill every Friday night, and you might want to change the tablecloth. So, can't keep the flower pot there all of Shabbos. So is it going to be muksa? Nah, it'll be miyachidit, right? Elamai. But the Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that atzitz she'eino nakov is still aser. But the Bir Halacha says that, since we don't follow the Rambam, that's only going to be when there's a possibility that the eino nakov is really nakov. So if I have my orchid in something that for sure is Eino Nachov, then according to the analysis of the Bir Halacha, it should be mutter. I don't ever have to buy flowers again. So something we need to look into. I didn't see anyone that makes that ha'ara. But l'chora it emerges directly from what the Bir Halacha says. So we'll have to. I wanted to. That's where I will look about that before Shir, but I didn't see him in the last hour or two, so I didn't. But something that we should look into, considering that could be save everybody a lot of money. It doesn't really save any money because it's Hotzal Shabbos, so, but at least in theory. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Fine. But according to the Rambam, that would be Aser. Now, let's talk about the Rambam, though, for a moment. So going back to what the Rambam actually does say, what is the logic of the Rambam? Okay, maybe the Halacha thinks we don't paskin like the Rambam. But why is it that the Rambam holds that when you pick it up, even though it's nakov, you're chayv midaraisa, right? Isn't Rashi right that it should be an Isser Durabanan because it continues to be Yonik even after it's on stilts? So what is the logic of the Rambam? So you could say that maybe it's a Machlokas and Metzias. The Rambam doesn't hold to this idea of Yonika through the air. So he thinks that when you pick it up and put it on stilts, it's not going to be Yonik anymore. But the Gemara in Gittin, Dav Zayin, sounds like everybody would agree that this concept of Yonika through the air by an Atitz Nakov is possible. So it's hard to use that explanation for the Rambam. Maybe we'll say that even though it's Yonik, but a diminution in Yonika is enough. Or maybe we could suggest something more radical. And we'll see in a moment that there's a lot of evidence for this in the Rambam. That's the Magen Avraham's theory, more or less. And that is that the Rambam defines Ktsira as more in terms of physically separating it from the ground. So if it was attached to the ground and now it's detached from the ground, then you're chaya for kotzer, even if it's yonik, because I have separated it from the ground. This goes back to that chakira that we just started with at the very beginning, right? How do we define kotzer? Detaching from the ground or okedam gedulo? This is detached from the ground. It's not okedam gedulo. Rashi defines malachas okedam gedulo, so therefore he's poter. Rambam says it's detached from the ground, therefore he's mechayev. Now the problem is that the Gemara seems to say otherwise, as does the Rambam. We'll get back to that in a moment.
But I mean, the Rambam Gufa doesn't touch the Gemara that way.
Which aspect of the Rambam?
The Ravise.
Yeah.
Because in Halacha Gimel he says, meaning that would be what the Gemara means when it says Ravise.
Could. So from the Lashon of Ravise, you're saying there's no Raya. The problem is that the Rambam uses the term Okedam Gedulo. So for this pshat to work, you'd have to say that what the Rambam means by Okedam Gedulo is something a little different than the Havana we've been having until now, right? That's what you're suggesting. Good. So let's see if there's other evidence for the Rambam that supports this idea. So the next Gemara that might be relevant is the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Chav Zayin on the base. After all, the Yeshiva is learning Chulin. So the Gemara says like this. If you have peros that dried up on the while they're still mechubar to the tree, so they're considered mechubar, and if you're toleish, you're chayv mishum kotzer. But if you look at Rashi over there, Dimasal Idi Yavshu or Tosos Shabbos Kuf Nanam Beis Dimasal Mechubar, they both say that if it totally dried up, meaning to say the oketz, the stem that connects the fruit to the tree, is totally dried up, it's yavish ke'etz, so then essentially this pri is no longer attached to the eitz, and memela, you would not be chayev if you plucked this apple. In other words, what's the Rashi saying and Toso saying? Lashitasam, they're basically saying that what is Ktsira, Oker, Damar, Migidulo? And is this Oker, Damar, Migidulo? No, it was already Nekar, Migidulo. It's no longer really being nourished at all from Makom Gidulo. So, therefore, Rashi and Tosas both say it's not Chai Mishum Kotzer. Now, in light of the Chakira that we said before in the Rambam, what would we expect the Rambam to say? Chayev, right? And in fact, that's exactly what the Rambam does say. Rambam in Perches Halacha Dalid sounds like you are Chayev. Again, reading the Gemara over there, Kipshuto, that when it's dried up, under all circumstances, you are Chayev. Says, and that's the diuk that the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Aleph, makes. That's argus in the Rambam. Rabbeinu Zadon doesn't like that idea because he thinks it's against the Gemara, and he tries to change the gears in the Rambam. But I think, according to the Frankel edition, there's no, until the 19th century, nobody changed the gears in the Rambam. So we'll stick with that. So the Rambam is Lashitaso, and Tosis is Lashitaso, and Rashi is Lashitaso. Rashi and Tosis both define Ksira as Okadab and Dulo. And two applications of that we've seen so far. Number one is plucking the fruit where the stem is detached. Number two is, that's where Rashi and Tosas are kula. I guess both cases are kula. And also picking up the atzitz anakov from the ground, that would be nisud rabbanan. And the Rambam, consistently in both cases, says it's nisud raisa, gvaldik. So, any other places where the Rambam and is Lashitaso? So another place might be the Gemara in Ervin, Daf, Kuf. The halacha is that it is aser to sit or to use a tree. We'll see that Gzeira Mishum Ktsira. Less than 3 tefachim off the ground is okay, but more than 3 tefachim off the ground, where those are atu tlisha. So the Gemara over there in Daf Kuf has a stira about Ilan Yavesh, and the Gemara answers, B'yamos ha-gshamim it's aser, because of Maris Ayin. B'yamos ha-chama, so it's mutter. There's not Maris Ayin. Why, everybody could see that this is a dead stump. Did I say we're talking about dead stump? I might not have. There's machlokas in the Gemara, what's the din, or discussion in the Gemara, what's the din by a dead stump, right? That's more than 3 tefachim. So what would I think? So l'chavet should be mutter. Why? Because it's already dead. There's no ktsira. The Gemara, though, presents a stira. One place sounds like it's aser, one place sounds like it's mutter. And the Gemara says it depends. If it's obvious that it's dead, so then it's mutter, right? So in this, And that's going to depend on the season. That's going to depend on the season.
Only a stump or is the whole tree also?
Presumably the same thing. Good.
Why isn't it also?
You're sitting on a stump. You're not doing any tiltle. Now. That's what the Gemara sounds like. But the Rambam paskins that it's always usher. He doesn't make a chiluk between the summer and the winter. So, beautiful. The Rambam, who says Ein Olin Klal, would be Lashitaso, right? Why? Because according to the Rambam, it's Shaych Tzira here. Now, it's a great pshat, and the Rambam would be Lashitaso, and that's exactly what the Magen Avraham, Shin Lamed Vav, again, Sifkat Aleph, points out. That's the only difficulty is against the Gemara. Okay, who knew? That's basically what the Magen Avraham says. Now, again, you know, we could always say, well, the Rambam knew this machlokas, and based off of his conclusion in the other places, that's why he said it's also here. However you want to explain it, that's basically what the Magen Avraham says. Now, again, we still have the issue of, but doesn't the Rambam also define the malacha as oker davar migidulo? Right? Seems to agree. Our whole theory over here, or the Magen Avraham's theory, is that the Rambam holds that that it's severing from the ground, not oker migidulo, but the Gemara says it's oker davar migidulo. So,
where does the Rambam actually say oker davar migidulo?
No, I didn't bring my Rambam. Gimel Dalet. It says it over here.
Yeah. He says, "Aval atolei shemelzit she'enu nagah pot mipnei she'ein zeh makom gidula."
He doesn't say.
Perek ches halacha gimel atolei shemelzit chayiv shezehu makom gidula. Aval atolei shemelzit she'enu nagah pot mipnei she'ein zeh makom gidula.
It's a
no, but he's saying, is there any place where the Rambam defines it as okay?
I'm not saying that if you read it in a straightforward way, you wouldn't say that that sounds pashtus like the issues of the Megidula, but it's a semi like indirect way of saying that. Like
in the Gemara here, call the Oker Dar Megidula Chaim Shem Kotzer.
That's right.
Second line or first?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Okay, good. Yeah. So how do we explain that? I wonder, I don't know if this is a sort of a far-fetched theory, but maybe like this. It's interesting that the Rambam calls Tlisha a Tolda. Rashi does also in our Gemara, but Rashi's not such a big deal, because remember the Rashi also saw Zomer was a Tolda, but the Rambam was very expansive in terms of Avos, so, right? Is Talisha and Ksira so different from each other?
And for us, it's a question. Zohar, at least you could say, like, the Ulus are different. It's much harder to say that.
Right. So why does... Okay, maybe. But again, I know Rashi's more note at to define differences into Toldos than a Rambam. Rambam is the most expansive in terms of Avos. So maybe what that tells us is that that cutting from the ground is fundamental to the Av, at least narrowly defined. Maybe the Malacha broadly defined would be Oker Davar Megidulo, but narrowly defined would be cutting from the ground. Now, if that's true, so could you argue that if you have cutting from the ground, and then even if it's not Oker Davar Megidulo, that would be some type of tolda? In other words, it's doma in the peula, even though it's not doma in the tachlis. Once we define the Av as the Av would be cutting from the ground to be Oker Davar Megidulo, that's the Av, that's Kotzer, not Tolei Shivin. So if something is Dome in the Maisa but not in the Pe'ula, that could be a Tolda. And that's how the Magen Avraham is reading the Rambam, that you could have cases of at least Tolda, but you're Chayev, even though you're not Oker Davar Megidulo, because you've done Ksira Min HaKarka. I don't know, it's a little far-fetched, but...
So could just Rebbe saying that the Av is Oker Davar Megidulo, but it's a Tolda to do...
Ksira, it's Kotzer Davar Megidulo. The Av narrowly defined. Remember, we always have
In other words, the Av is if it's growing.
It's only when you cut it.
So
like
when
wheat.
You cut a dead tree, so then.
So okay. Cutting a dead, as opposed to plucking, right? Because Tlisha, we already saw, was a Tolda. So when you cut, that's the Av. So how could you have cutting a dead tree be an Isser D'oraisa? It's already dead, right? That's what the Magen Avraham claims that the Rambam would hold. The answer is that you're chayev because it's dome to the Av in the Maisa.
The Av is Minakarka and the Tolda is Minakarka.
Well, again, the Av broadly defined is Oker Davar Megidulo, but narrowly defined is cutting from the ground. So if you have that physical separation, even if it's not still being nourished from the ground, that could be a tolda. One way or the other, this Mahalach in the Magen Avraham, though it's very nice in the sense that it strings together a whole bunch of Rambams, is a tremendous chiddush. and not pashut for the reasons that we are saying. And not everyone learns the Rambam this way. In fact, many don't learn the Rambam that way. So now we have to go back to the Rambams and figure out, well, are there other explanations for why this might be? And the answer is, there are. So for example, going back to the Gemara of the cutting, why the Rambam would be concerned for tzlish and a dried out stump, right? So how does the Magid Mishnah explain that Gemara? He says, oh, you know what? The Gemara over there is because the Gemara, that very same Gemara says, Mangum Shem Bnei Torah, you have to be machmir, summer or winter. And the Rambam thinks we're all Einam Bnei Torah, right? We still have not gone quite past that.
We're all Prutzim.
I hope not. Well, actually, Shitas Rambam, actually, interesting. Yeah. You're saying it's a Shitaso.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. I didn't think about that. Fine, maybe. But that's the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that it's Aser, not an Iser De'iraisa, of course not. It's dead. It's Aser Midrabanan. And the Magen Avraham, even though that's the way he wanted to explain the Rambam, now, the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the Rambam, right, in a couple of places. Number one is in Sif Aleph, he's Machmir by the dead tree, and that would be the Rambam Shita. And also in Sif Yud Beis, he also seems to be Machmir, right? So one would be very inclined to say, oh, the Rambam is we pass in like the Rambam. We already noted why the Mishabur didn't want to say that way, but if we get back to that, in Sif Yud Beis, we say again, Te'enim Shiyavshu Beivehem, V'chein Ilan Shiyavshu Peirosav Bo, Atolish Mian B'Shabes, Chayev. Huh. Afal Bishen Kiakurim Linian Tuma. Sounds like the Rambam. Magen Avraham, right? But even the Magen Avraham, though that's the way he tries to learn the Rambam, doesn't want to say that in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason? Like we said before, because we're Makel for Kavod Rios. So he goes back in Sif Aleph and says, Sif Aleph is like the Rambam, but Lomi Taimei. He doesn't say it's because of what the Magen Mishnah says. Maybe this is what he means. He says it's a low plug.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes a dry tree any different than a rock that you put off the ground?
Well, because it's attached to the ground.
No, but I'm saying, right, but
that's the answer. In other words, if you hold the Magen Avraham's
model, you put it in the ground and you take it out, like.
You might need gedulei karka. Well, that's what this is.
And a dead thing is gedulei.
Rambam probably holds you need gedulei karka. Yeah, a tree is not gedulei karka. I mean, a rock isn't gedulei karka.
Right, but a dead tree
is gedulei karka. Gedulei karka. It's just not ogedem gedulo because it's dead. So again, the Bir Halak, the Magen Avraham himself, though that's the way he wants to read the Rambam, doesn't try to read the Shulchan Aruch that way, even though the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam. He says, no, Shulchan Aruch is Machmir and Sif Aleph because of low plug. We're not Machalik between, it's too complicated to be Machalik between summer and winter and dead trees when there's Marasayim, when there isn't Marasayim. So low plug across the board, we are Machmir even for dead tree stumps. Not like the Rambam says. And what about Sif Yud Beis? Also, I have to explain, not like the Rambam. Because you couldn't actually paskin like the Rambam. The Magen Avraham, the Mishabur also follows this view. He doesn't say it because of what the Magen Avraham says, well, plug. He says it because of what the Magen Mishnah says because of Einam Bnei Torah. But the idea is the same, namely that we don't really follow the Rambam. So what is the din then, going back to Sif Aleph, by the dead tree trunk? So am I allowed to plant a dead tree trunk that's above three tefachim? Less than three tefachim is okay. Above three tefachim, could I sit on it? So again, we said that the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, but basically what we've seen is that the Shulchan Aruch is based off Shitas Rambam, and it's against the Pashas Gemara, and against many Rishonim. So the Mishnah Berurah himself is unsure. He's not machriya. He quotes that they're mekilim, like the Pashas Gemara. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Sosman, like the Rambam.
He brought this far in the Meitera, didn't he?
What?
He brought this far in the Meitera.
Yes, that's explaining the Rambam and the Gemara.
It's still about a Svara.
It's a great Svara, but it's still against the simple reading of the Gemara and the most Rishonim. So he's not Machriya. He says they're Mekilim against Shulchan Aruch because the Rambam is a big Chiddush. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch is a Sasser. But there are Mekilim explicitly among them. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mekel. It sounds like the Gra would also be Mekel because the Gra basically Ansifalis says this is Shitas HaRambam and it's wrong. Again, it's not entirely clear, but that's more or less what the Gra is saying. Others are Machmir. Among them, I saw the Or Letzion is quoted as being Machmir and the like. So there are Mekilim, though, for the tall tree trunk. Now, so again, we have the question, let's go back to the question we said earlier, which is, once you define the Malacha as Ogedem Gedulo, so is it possible to be Chayav even for things that are not Gidulei Karka, right? So as we mentioned before, the Yerushalmi says that, yes, Sholodag is Chayav Mishum Kotzer. According to the Ramban, the Bavli disagrees. We noted that the Ramban's diuk, at least one of his diukim, that the Bavli disagrees. They're not the strongest diukim in the world, as the Menachos Chanuch points out. But the Ramban's diuk is premised on his assumption that you could be chayv shtayim mishum, for one act could be chayv shtayim, even if you're not mechayvin for two things. Because remember, what did the Ramban say? He said, if the Yerushalmi's right, so then every time you cut your nails, you'll be chayv shtayim, right? So, Mishum Gozes and Mishum Kotzer, and that can't be. Now, you could have said, yeah, really, we follow the Yerushalmi, but you, in that case, since you can't be Chayshtayim by definition, so we pick the better one. So the Ramban, as we noted, doesn't hold to that Svara, and therefore he thought that if you held like the Yerushalmi, then you would be Chayshtayim for every time you you got a haircut. The Gemara in Kuf Zainamad base says that Amar Shmuel Sholadag Nayam Kevan Shiyavish Kesel Achayev, meaning to say that when you go fishing after the the gills dry up, even if the fish is still flopping around, once it is dried up at a certain point, it is going to die for sure. Even if you were to throw it back. So you're chayiv. That's what Yavish Bok Sel is. What are you chayiv for? So Rashi and Tosus over there say, you're chayiv mishum tils neshama. That's what they explain. So the Pashas, they're learning that we don't hold the Yerushalmi. In fact, Rashi explicitly sells us that you need a gidulei karka to be chayiv mishum kotzer. He says, yesh omrim, not that way. He doesn't cite it as the Yerushalmi, but he rejects it. Now, the tricky part about that position is the Gemara that's earlier over there that we mentioned before, that Moshe Yado Lamei Behema, and you pull out the fetus, so you're chayev. So what are you chayev for? So it sounds like over there you're chayev shum kotzer, because the Gemara over there compares it to other cases of kotzer and mechobel karka. And in fact, that's the position of the Meiri. So the Gemara does actually sort of sound like the Yerushalmi. But how's the Ramban going to get out of that? Remember, we said the Ramban holds that the Bavli is against Yerushalmi. So the Ramban says, no, that it's not talking about kotzer. It's not talking about kotzer over there. You're chayv for a different melacha. What's the dimyon? The Gemara is there is comparing it to hops, which also apparently grow through with the air somehow or another. And the point is that just like netilas neshama, you're over in that case, even though it doesn't have its own life, it's just a fetus, it's living off the mother, so too, when you pluck up hops, even though it sort of also wasn't dependent, I don't know, it's some type of symbiotic or parasitic relationship with the thing that it's growing on, nevertheless, you're chayv. In other words, he tries to read the Gemara over there that it's not a direct dimyon, and therefore, aborting the fetus is not a raya that you don't need gidulei karka. You could also say that cows are gidulei karka, but we'll wait till Disha to talk about that. So that is ksira deraisa. There are a number of dinim derabanan relating to kotzer, which I guess we'll do next time, along with ma'amer. So things like questions of hammocks and swings, when we say the Xerah